Blog Talk Radio. At least we got to give it a good try. So, because we love black people, you know, and from what I understand, only 1 out of 30, 100, no, I'm sorry, that's Asian. No, that's Mexican. Oh, 1 out of 130 black people are self-employed. I'm self-employed. I've been self-employed twice. And I will remain self-employed if I got to sell wish rings on the internet. Okay? So every 1 out of every 130 African Americans, which I we gonna start a petition to call ourselves something new. Okay, we do that every like 20-30 years because we used to be Negro, right? Well, you don't know, but we used to. It's on my birth certificate. I was a Negro. On my kids' birth certificate, they're African American. On my grandson's, African American. On my future, whatever. Hopefully, my sons will have babies. They'll be native blacks. We got to do different. Okay, so his whole program was to work as a group in everything that we do, whether we're buying something for our home, whether we're voting, whether we're whatever we're doing, we do it as a block. That was his whole philosophy. But that would assume that black people give a shit about each other and stick together, see? And see, that's the obstacle that we have to overcome that no other race of people, unfortunately or fortunately, I don't know, have to overcome. Because boot camp, look up boot camp. Okay, boot camp, when you go to boot camp, I believe you go for 3 months, right? Government beat the shit out of your ass and yes, sir, no, sir, by the end of that shit. And you're in shape. Well, guess what? Niggas had a boot camp, too, when they brought us from Africa. Okay? 3 months. Forget about Africa, nigga. Don't talk African. Don't look African. Your name is James, not Ubuntu Mafutu. Fuck all that. No other race of people. And, you know, a lot of people been put through shit. Native Americans. Been put through shit, but like I said, any day, give me a casino. Jewish Americans, or no, they're not American. They weren't American at the time. Jews in Germany, right? That terrible thing that happened. They got some reparations. Nobody stripped them of their heritage. Okay, so we are unique in that perspective. And his program supposes that we can get over that division that was beat into us when we were brought here. See, he supposes we can get by that, we can get over that, we can recover from that shit. But I don't even talk to my kids, let alone the nigga across. No, well, actually, I do talk to the nigga across the way. Okay? But we're a unique set of individuals. Okay? So just quickly, one, he wants to create an alternative economy within black communities. Makes sense. Every other race of people, you know, they do it. Two, dominate business ownership and management where black people are the majority. So only thing we dominate, like we playing basketball a lot and football. But what industry can you say that African Americans dominate, run, own, hire their own people, like I said, and don't even try to get a job. Let's not even go there. Okay, four, three, let's see, where are we? Three. Focus on wealth building and restoring economic intent of the original civil rights laws. Next week we'll go over the 13th and 14th, wait, 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment, all the amendments that were specific to African Americans. We'll go over that next week. That's what he's talking about there. Counter the brain drain with businesses that aggressively attract black talent from schools, the government, corporate America. Four, this is five. Establish solid root businesses within black communities. So you see, all these are challenges, right? Six, construct vertical businesses and industries that control all processes from raw resources and markets within the pipe dream. Seven, stop the money drain out of black communities. In other words, buy black. Okay, where? Right? You see, Today, it's impossible. He came up with this back in the 90s. So, you know, we would have started then, it'd be a whole lot less than impossible. But you black people, right, we claim to know Jesus better than anybody, right? We hold claim on the Savior and God and everything else, right? Because we run behind all these goofy goons every Sunday to say, you know, you come to me and get to him. So we should be able to do this, right? Ooh. Had to have a sip of an adult refreshing drink. Where was I at? 8. Attract semi-finished products into black communities for value. You know what this sounds like? This sounds like exactly what Mexicans do. And I'm going to stop it there. I'm not even going to go no further, shit. That's it. That's it for that one. All right, so if you want to know more about this and you have any interest at all in helping other African Americans, look him up. And then come and talk to me anytime. I have a multiple of websites where I can be reached. And even on here, I can be reached. So, yeah, it's Powernomics, Claude Anderson. Look him up. Look him up. Okay? Because, let's see, in a nutshell, the concept of Powernomics was created by Dr. Claude Anderson and is described in his book, Powernomics, the National Plan to Empower Black America, www.powernomics.com. The Powernomics concept and plan teach blacks how to pool resources and aspects of power so that they can produce, distribute, and consume in a way that creates goods and wealth. Pretty simple. Now, me, 2010, what, 90s, however many years later, knowing that we didn't do it, y'all didn't do it, I did. I Powernomics myself, okay? I Powernomics myself, thanks to the white man, okay? So, how I see it today is that fast forward 2020 and the Democratic Party, right? Who knows? They cannot survive. Now, you know, maybe I might be blind because, you know, I watch all I want. I watch the Young Turks. And I watch MSNBC, and I watch Fox News, because them motherfuckers is off the hook. I want to know where they get their weed. So I try to get perspectives from everybody. You know what I mean? So fast forward 2020. From what I understand, black people are vital. The black vote, especially black women now. Come on, sister. Vital in order for Democrats to win. So do some Powernomics on whoever. And, you know, it's such a job. Okay, we got moveon.org. You know, they email me every day. Oh, we're coming to walk outside somewhere. Well, you know what? How about you Powernomics some shit for some niggas and I'll show up. Now tell me you're doing some Claude shit where you're going to help establish some black community developments that are owned by black individuals like Tariq Castillo, my homie in PA. Historic story, right? Pennsylvania, Philly, Philadelphia, homeboy, you know, got in trouble, went to jail, came out. Learned construction, working like a grunt, you know, working like a slave for a whole bunch of people. But smart enough to learn some shit. And smart enough to know how tax credits and all that shit work. So he's getting his second one. Well, basically, long story short, he is opening up, or he's building, because he's a general contractor, he's building a development in Philly. And for the first time, he's like, yeah, you know what, I want to build something I can. And he can build whatever he wants. So he's building some apartments, and I don't know. I got to look into that tax credit shit. But from my understanding is that when you get a tax credit from the government, and it's in the millions, you get a refund when you get a tax credit. You see? So he gets that money, whatever, and then don't have to pay taxes for 20 years. And he's younger than me. So Stacy's coming to project manage for his ass as soon as it stops snowing. And that's the type of shit that Powernomics bro is talking about. Getting somewhere, getting a community. And my bro, he went to jail. Okay? He went to, I didn't go to jail and I ain't got a community. So I tell him every day, if your people don't tell you how proud they are of you, call me, I'll call you every other weekend, bro, and I'll tell you how proud I am of you, how the shit you are, okay? And I'll do it. Hey, Stacy, I need you to tell. Oh, where? Who? Okay. When? You know I ain't coming when it snow, right? Oh, April, I'll be right there.
Hey, Stacy.
Yep, Stacy, right there. You don't know who you know until you get out there and you try to do some shit for niggas. So this nigga's going to make me rich this year. So I ain't tripping. I'm giving away everything. Oh, I'm on my email marketing. Hey, you want this? You want that? Give me this. Give me that. I want this. I want that. Have it all. Because I know how the universe works. So we're going to take a little break. And we're going to listen to some classical music because I always think about my sister Mignon in heaven. She's an angel. She sang opera. And I was like, hey, sis, what's concerto 50, whatever? She laughed. You're so stupid. It's concerto. It's concerto. Oh, okay, fancy ass man. So that's what fancy parents will do for you. And she's so, I love my sister Mignon. And she was born on December 15th. Boop. My family's first child, December 15th. Boop. I was born December 16th. Boop. My family's last child. Both girls. Mommy and daddy knew what the fuck they was doing. The first one's in heaven, and she always gets props from her baby sister. So we're going to play some little classical shit in memory of my sister, Mignon Marie. We'll be right back. All right, that's beautiful. I love you, Mimo. That was her nickname, Mimo. Stupid. Concerto. Dang, you're so cold. Okay. Concerto. Concerto. We got it. That's what happens when you got intelligent parents making intelligent children. Now she an angel. All right, so let's talk about some Dred Scott shit. Okay, so we ain't got much time. So we got 10 minutes, but we'll be on tomorrow. And tomorrow we'll be talking about, because Fridays is party day. Okay, so Friday, we're going to go over the week in review. We're going to play some really good music. And we are going to see and talk about the most exciting things going on throughout this country. See, because I'm international, but not until Trump ain't president. So I'm just national. So I am going to give you some what's the most tightest, nicest shit that's going on across the country on the weekend. We're going to party. We're going to drink some teenies. And we're going to talk about how good life is. And that's Friday, Party Fridays. A nigga want to party like it's Friday, Friday, Friday. And that's what we're going to do. But tomorrow, we're going to talk about prejudice and homosexuality in terms of your biological makeup. Because, you know, this country, we, us, you know, if you got 10,000 minds, that's why I love psychology, and they should teach human sexuality. They really should. They should teach that in junior high and high school. Because if individuals, kids knew how different we were and the difference between the males and the females and how we interact and the natural differences, we wouldn't have half the trouble. But a lot of the shit I'm thinking about now that I'm 55 and still alive and qualify for all the senior meals, it's almost like these motherfuckers want us to kill each other. They want us to kill our kids. You know, they don't want us to live a wholesome, long, prosperous life in America. Because if they did, schools would be better. You know, we would teach shit that would do shit that keep a nigga alive. Okay? Like, universal health care shit, free shit. Like a lot of other countries that ain't so fucking great, supposedly, as we are. Come on, man. So with your vote, and I'm all, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I wish I'd be the generation to see a nigga put their shit in one like every other race of people. I would love to be the nigga that lived to see that. My mama didn't see it. My grandparents, shit, they was just off the slave situation, off of Jim Crow. They sure the fuck didn't see it. But I'd love to be the nigga to see it. Where niggas would get together and say, hey, we are going down together. Because I don't care if your mama white, your daddy black, nigga, use a nigga. We all going down together. But we can come up together. What's that phrase? We can go down as one, or we can go together as some shit, that shit, whatever it is, that one. Because we are going down together. And I'm like, I got tools and shit. So if you want tools, I'm not the nigga on Facebook, you know, look what Donald Trump, see what they did again. I mean, that's all the shit on Facebook. Look at again. Look at he did again. Oh, he said it again. Yeah, we know, nigga. He gonna say it until somebody bury you. The whole key to this shit is the shit gonna change for you? No. It's only gonna change if you change. I'm not even going to Dred Scott. I got 6 minutes. That shit on Facebook make my asshole tired. That's why I don't even go to the, like, homepage, because that's all you hear from a nigga. Oh, look what Donald Trump said today. Or Bernie's so great. That's another thing. Bernie and Buttigieg, okay? Yeah, everybody white like them. Look at they polling with black people. Nobody black is going to vote for them. So, my whole point is, you need to reach out to these motherfuckers and say, hey, look, Bernie, motherfucker, you ain't getting rid, like last time when they stole it or whatever the fuck Hillary did, okay? She got her little karma, right? Okay, you get your karma. But, Bernie, motherfucker, you can't win without us. So, I need some that say, for black people only. Universal this and gay this. I mean, I'm black and you know that. But still, I want some black people only related. I want my black people DACA. There you go. Whatever the fuck that is. Black people DACA. Or I'm not voting for you. And I won't vote. And I'll let Trump just fuck this shit up for everybody. And we just got to hunker down. because there is no Democrat that can fucking win without a black person. Okay? That white people, let me get it like I thought about that shit last night. Hold on, Stacey. Stacey. Republicans, GOP, they can win all day without your black ass. Hey, nah, Democrats. So you need to go in there and say, nigga, be a Trump on their ass, nigga. I need you to do me a favor, though. And I'd be going to Kamala, and I'd be going to Cory and say, hey, look, niggas. You see, they pushing you out because they don't give a fuck about you or us. You start talking about how black people need to vote together unless some just say black people like a black people darker, or we not vote. Make you a black people darker. Okay? Nigga, I need a black people darker, whatever the fuck that is. I can help you make it up. I know what it should be. So throw away your fucking vote. Liz. Liz. See? Because Julian, my nigga. Go to Julian. Julian's my nigga, though. I love the way Julian's mouth, like he smile or he's about to bite you when he talks, when he say something. I love Julian Castro. That's my nigga. Cory, Kamala, Julian. Say, hey, they threw they fucking y'all over because they just want to waste all the votes that represent us just so white people can take over it for another 8 years. Julian, get him, Julian, because Julian will get him. Kamala, you know, she got her white husband, so she going, oh, I don't know, let me ask Bob. Okay, Julian will get him. Okay, Cory, I think Cory get him too. Don't waste your fucking vote. All right, so I didn't even get to Dred Scott. We'll talk about that tomorrow. So basically, in a nutshell, Dred Scott, look it up, nigga, Google. Okay, Dred Scott was a Negro who lived in a free state. So Missouri Compromise said that, okay, we not going to spread slavery. Okay, so my mama's from Kansas. They were stopping there. But Dred Scott's ass was in a free state, and they went to court. They was like, oh, nigga, you a slave. I don't care if you in a free state or this Missouri Compromise ass shit. And so at that point, basically, when the Supreme Court said, nah, nigga, you a slave, you still a slave, I don't care if you in a free state, that basically told slave owners, racists, all America is for slavery. All America's America. Now I sound like somebody's old black grandma. All America don't give a fuck about your black ass. And so, yes, he remained a slave. And the abolitionist was all pissed off, da-da-da-da-da, and that's the Civil War. Right, so that's Dred Scott, but we'll talk in more detail. I'm going to post some blogs and shit on the SFJ Family Services to go in more detail. Thank you very much. Happy Wednesday. I'll see you tomorrow. And God bless you and your family. Listen. Have people sign up at the website. I need communication, folks. Folks to use that old mouthpiece to make it happen. Love you. Have a good night. And may God bless black. God damn it.
Müdigkeit ist eine gute Voraussetzung für gezieltes Spielen. Die Straßen unserer Stadt. Jetzt zieht eure Nasen. Der Zug lässt sich ab. Der Happy Bulle. Der Happy Bulle. Der Happy Bulle. Der Happy Bulle. Durch die Straße, die Straße läuft die Stadt. Er zieht eure Nasen, er zieht lässig ab. Stonefunk, wie wo bist du? Happy Bulle, wo drückst du? Stonefunk, wie wo bist du? Happy Bulle, what took ya?
Scheiße!
So much for being so wise that you chose mommy.